And now on to the business news. Canada, EU, Mexico balk as Trump imposes tariffs on steel and aluminum. The article is written by John Fritzi of the USA Today, Dateline, Washington. President Trump followed through on a threat to impose steel metal tariffs on U.S. allies Thursday, a long-awaited decision that analysts said moved the country closer to a trade war. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said Canada, Mexico, and the European Union would be subject to a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum beginning at midnight on Thursday. Brazil, Argentina, Australia agreed to limit steel exports to the United States to avoid tariffs. The president's overwhelming objective is to reduce our trade deficit, Ross said. The decision was the latest by the Trump administration to protect a more protectionistic stance amid ongoing trade negotiations with China and with other countries, but it drew sharp rebuke and promises of retaliation from long-standing allies. These tariffs are totally unacceptable, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Thursday. These tariffs are an affront to the long-standing security partnership between Canada and the United States. European trade officials have previously threatened to respond to Trump's move with duties on the United States, made motorcycles, orange juice, bourbon, among other things. Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the European Commission, reiterated the position Thursday, saying Europe would impose duties on a number of imports from the United States. This is protectionism, pure and simple, he said. The Mexican Economic Ministry said it would move to place tariffs on the United States-made pork, flat steel, apples, cheese, and other products. Trump announced the steel and aluminum tariffs in early March, but offered temporary exemptions to the European Union, Canada, Mexico, and a number of other allies. He extended those exemptions in late April, noting at the time it would be the final delay unless the countries agree to other concessions. The move prompted criticism from a number of Republicans on Capitol Hill, especially those with large agricultural industries. This is dumb, said Senator Ben Sasse, a Republican from Nebraska. Europe, Canada, Mexico are not China, and you don't treat allies the same way you treat opponents. The decision comes days after the Trump administration announced a $50 billion new tariff on Chinese imports, after officials had earlier said it was putting the trade war on hold with Beijing. Ross is set to travel to China this weekend to continue trade talks. The Trump administration has relied on the 1962 law that allows countries to impose trade restrictions for national security purposes. The president has also justified the tariffs by pointing out, quote, shuttered plants and mills, unquote, and the decades-long slide of manufacturing. Several analysts said they are concerned the approach will have the opposite effect. He doesn't have a strategy that's going to lead to making America manufacturing great again, said Robert Scott, a trade expert at the American Enterprise Institute. There will be, and there will continue to be, a series of tit-for-tat battles. John Fritzi of USA Today wrote, Canada, EU, Mexico balk as Trump imposes tariffs on steel and aluminum.